There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I was very, very saddened by the loss of B.B. King, as I think a lot of you have been. B.B. King lived in Las Vegas. You know, when you live in Las Vegas, I live in Las Vegas, you definitely run into a lot of stars. But what's even better is you run into icons. And icons that I, you know, spanned generations and decades of fans and had that sort of talent to be able to capture decades of artistry that you know, because like a lot of people, you know, these days, maybe they'll listen to Cher and go, I don't see what the big deal was. And you're like, you don't understand. Cher was pretty damn good. She could sing. She had that iconic voice. You know, even though Cher spanned decades, I'm wondering who would probably be a better example, because Cher spanned decades. Elton John did. Madonna did. Not to the same degree that Elton John and Cher did, but still. Michael Jackson, still to this day, people love Michael Jackson music. You know, There are certain artists where Rod Stewart was able to do that, where people in the 60s loved him and people in the 80s loved him, Tina Turner. And so, you know, me living in Vegas, I think one of the biggest treats is to run into a B.B. King. And really, really phenomenal man. Obviously, iconic musician, king of the blues, as I know him. 70 years of performing. You know, he was performing well into his 80s. And I believe he had suffered from diabetes. But for somebody with diabetes, an African American, living till 89, it shows you how wonderful we've been able to achieve longer lifespan and life expectancy. So, you know, people are definitely saying their goodbyes, you know, and just the blues. One of my favorite, my favorite music, there's a few of my favorites. Okay, blues, hands down. I also love gospel. And I also love Barbershop Quartet. I really love Barbershop Quartet. I just think it's so cool, the harmonies and all that. And then, but blues is got to be definitely my favorite. I believe there's a highway. There's a segment of US 61, which is called the Blues Highway, and it was named after him. Let me see. I guess because he spent most of his life on the road, you know, entertaining. Let me see. They say in 1956 he played 342 one-nighters. And he routinely did more than 200 gigs a year. And then he started to cut back to only 100 gigs a year. Can you imagine that? What a go-getter. You know, may rest in peace. And just definitely an icon. So sad to see that. To see him go. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. This is very, very interesting. So the Hawaii's Obamacare system was supposed to be a barometer for others. And I guess taxpayers put more than $205 million into Hawaii's Obamacare insurance exchange. What we're finding out is enrollment was so anemic that now their website's in trouble. And we spent $205 million on that. We also have a judge that is ruling against a school district's abstinence-only sex ed. Remember there was a school, I don't forget if it was in Tennessee, I have to look it up. There was a school where there's an outbreak of chlamydia going on, and their sex ed really promotes abstinence. It's something that they, you know, encourage. But I guess in California we have a judge saying if you are only teaching abstinence and abstinence only sex ed, no. Not going to fly. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about three health foods that you can buy in bulk and three not to. You know, a lot of stuff we buy in bulk, and then all of a sudden we realize, you know what, this is going bad. Maybe I'm not going to buy this in bulk anymore. I'm going to talk about that. Many gluten-free probiotics are out there now on the market, and I guess a new study finds that your gluten-free probiotics often contain gluten. We also have a, remember the Army veteran who called 911 to request food because they didn't have food. Now, luckily, he is being inundated with food and donations. We're going to talk about that. Pretty, pretty cool. And also in major, major headlines, the California Senate, it has, I'm having some stupid issues with these pop-ups, has overwhelmingly passed SB 277. And SB 277 basically abolishes many vaccine opt-outs. If a family has personal beliefs and does not, it's called the personal belief exemptions. In California, they may be unable to use that. We're going to talk about that and where the students are going to have to go if they're not vaccinated. And then the firm handshake. Back in the early 80s, my father said, if you have a good handshake, it means you're going to live a long life. And he, you know, showed me his, I mean, he could break my hand in one firm squeeze, but it was grip strength and handshake. I remember that because he still passed away in his 60s of heart disease, but I do remember his hand grip not as good. So it's interesting. And apparently another study has come out. Here we are, you know, 30 some years later, where they have a study saying a firm handshake may be a sign of good health. So what do we do if we find your hand grip or your grip strength or your handshake starting to fall? So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, so we're coming up on break. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, we got the Dr. Dahlia app. Don't forget to download that. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Okay. You know, this is interesting with the whole vaccine waiver issue, because I think we're going to see this head to the Supreme Court, because it's getting ugly in California right now. The state Senate has okayed a bill ending waivers and ending certain exemptions. From what I understand, personal belief and religious exemptions. all right, such that your kids would not be able to go to public school if they're not vaccinated. Many of us are saying, well, it's about time this happens. And some of us are like, wait a second, are they allowed to do this? So the state Senate on Thursday, according to the LA Times, has passed a controversial bill that would require many more California children to be vaccinated. It still has to go to the assembly, but it would eliminate parents' ability to opt out of state immunization requirements on the basis of their personal beliefs. It would excuse children from vaccinations only because of medical problems, such as a weakened immune system, if a doctor verified it. The legislation is, quote, about increasing immunization rates so no one will have to suffer from vaccine-preventable diseases, according to Senator Benjamin Allen and Senator Richard Pan, both Democrats, one from Santa Monica and one from Sacramento. If the bill becomes law, California will join 32 other states in eliminating a personal belief exemption from vaccine requirements. Parents are, according to Senator Pan, parents are refusing to immunize their children, putting others with low immune systems at risk. Vaccines are needed to protect us, but the protection has been eroding. Of course, the recent outbreak of measles at Disneyland brought this to light and prompted urgent legislation to make sure that people are vaccinated. Some Republicans unsuccessfully proposed certain amendments that would have maintained a religious exemption and called for more disclosure of the contents of vaccines, such as Senator Joel Anderson, Republican of Alpine, said some religious people may not accept any vaccine derived from the cells of aborted fetuses. What this bill says is we don't have a right to practice our faith. The vote was 25-10. Most Republicans said no, although GOP Senators Andy Vidak and Jeff Stone and Anthony Cannella did support the measure. So basically, the bill requires children to be vaccinated before entering kindergarten. Unvaccinated students already in school on parental personal belief exemptions would not have to be immunized until they entered the 7th grade or changed school district. So we have a little bit of a grandfathering in. More than 13,500 kindergarten students in California have waivers based on their parents' belief. The bill was amended recently to give parents flexibility to put their children into homeschooling or independent study programs. Now, this is where this gets sticky, okay? So, on one end, me being a doctor, I've seen parents that have, I mean, they would throw themselves in front of a bus for their child. They would protect them, and they would, you know, shriek at the thought of me, you know, wanting to inject something into their healthy baby. But then you also have parents that are some real whack jobs out there. And I've seen parents that are like, no, I don't want the child getting antibiotics at all. Well, you know, there's a rip-roaring infection going on. I'm afraid your child's going to lose their hearing. No antibiotics at all. And, you know, as a doctor, you're kind of frustrated because you're like, okay, am I the advocate of this child who can't, you know, defend themselves against their parents' belief that medicine or a transfusion or doctor intervention is going to hurt them? Or do I respect the right of a parent who wants to take care of their child? You know, you hear of these cases where in certain cultures, grandparents and parents give their children urine to drink to treat ailment. I mean, there's all sorts of things going on out there that blow us Americans away in terms of what's being done with kids and certain treatments. But, you know, parents have taken, you know, caring for their young into their own hands ever since parents made young. You know, I mean, you know, this is what parents do. Parents want to do what's best for their child. We may not agree with their belief system, but it's very, very difficult when you're a doctor that has to put that child first. And so this is where the question lies. Are the parents concerned about the very, very, very minute, rare risk of a side effect with a vaccine, caring for their children and protecting them properly, or are they being wacky? And I don't know if there's the right answer. And as a doctor, I so see both sides. Even though I always stand by the side of vaccinating and urge vaccinations, I don't know if the government could get involved at this level. Now, God forbid we have an Ebola outbreak. You know, you could see everybody, you know, change their tune and go, you know what, you're vaccinated, everybody. I don't give a damn. Everybody gets vaccinated right now because we don't want your child getting Ebola and dying. We don't want that child transmitting it and transferring it to a child that can't get vaccinated. So when you're talking about something deadly and rampant like Ebola, it's very easy to get most support. But when you have parents not convinced that measles can kill or that chickenpox can kill, there's an issue. You know, how do you convince a parent? You know, when it's life or death, hell yeah, give my child what they need. I'm afraid they're going to get the illness. Polio. Polio scared people to death. That's why the vaccine movement was able to be so successful. Parents were scared to death of tetanus and polio. And then when people were getting sick with measles and mumps and rubella and feeling miserable and having side effects with those, they were like, hell yeah, vaccinate against that. And then pneumonia. You were seeing kids die of pneumonia and sepsis. They're like, well, vaccinate my kid against that. And so there's been some discussion also in this bill where, as a compromise, they may limit the amount of vaccinations to 10. Let me see where I read that. Hold on a second. That what they may do is, I'm sorry, I have to find that. I apologize. This is part of this was breaking news, and so I don't have all the pieces to it. But like I said, I'm not really sure how far this can go without people complaining that their rights are being violated. And how would the Supreme Court rule on this? This hasn't gotten to the Supreme Court, but mark my words, it will. And do you have a right to say, no, don't inject that into my child? You know, and some of the Republican senators are making a case, making a point going, okay, you know, fine, if we're going to blanket everybody, everybody with getting vaccinations, that's fine. But when are we going to get disclosure on what exactly is in what we're injecting these kids? I agree with them on that. I think that's okay. You know, I want all these kids vaccinated, but I think there being some sort of accountability for what actually is in the mixture, if there's any changes to the solution you know, obviously the vaccine has to be stored. Like, for example, lidocaine, it's in a hydrochloric acid base because that's what keeps the lidocaine active enough. And then if we want to stop some of the pain with the anesthesia, when we inject it, we add a touch bit of bicarb to help neutralize, because a lot of the pain you get from an anesthetic, a local anesthetic, is the hydrochloric acid that you're feeling. So I understand, I'm not saying that's in vaccines, but I'm understanding why some of the senators are like, well, then if that's going to be the case, we want to know what exactly is in the what's in the solution. But we'll see. I mean, you know, it's tough. We have a lot of vaccines out there, and convincing parents to come in multiple times to get these boosters, etc. You know, it would be so much easier if we were just talking about one vaccine, you get it and you go to school and that's it. But we're not. We're talking about a lot. And it's this isn't going to go down without a fight, unfortunately. And, you know, and the vaccine program is going to even grow more, and rightfully so. So, I mean, we have these diseases. I mean, you know, if we come out with an Ebola vaccine, I'm going to want kids getting that. God forbid this happens again. Absolutely, I'm going to want kids getting the Ebola vaccine. I want kids getting the flu vaccine. I want kids getting all of these. But there's a lot. And that's something we got to take into effect or account. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. So, when we come back, I want to talk about, this is kind of interesting, four things men hide from their wives. And I could just bet what, like, three of them are. And we'll talk about the judge of California ruling against an abstinence-only sex ed. See, to me, that makes sense. Just tell the kids not to have sex. It's stupid. All right? You know, they're too young. But no. It's against the law now. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Blanket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blanket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blanketpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blanketpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so what are men hiding from their wives? And I know you guys think a lot of it is porn and stuff, and I mean, honestly, it's not really hidden. I mean, we know you're watching it. Please, come on. All right, but this is very, very interesting. Fox News has a report here of four men things hide from their wife, okay? And this is kind of interesting, guys. One is you have body insecurities. You are insecure like women are. You know, women are like, oh my gosh, my butt's too big, or I don't like my boobs, or I don't like my chin, or I don't like my face. Guys have insecurities too. See, I know all this because I live with men. You know, I got my two boys, I got my husband, I got, you know, Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo is very insecure. Ever since he got neutered, he's really, really insecure. So he keeps his legs closed, except the girl cats, they just always lie there with their legs out and open. I'm like, really, ladies? Come on. So, you know, men have insecurities. So women, you got to go easy on men, okay? Now, I know a lot of times when we make fun of each other, you know, we make fun of each other's body parts. You know, like my kids or my husband will do that. You know, they'll say something like, you know, oh, wait, you know, we don't, did you guys bring your protective cup, you know, your cup? And like, no, I don't have it. And I'm like, I should have a thimble in the car. You know, I say stuff like that all the time. And that's not nice. It's not nice because they have insecurities. Okay. Next, men have trouble opening up. See, this is such a girl thing. No, it's not a girl thing. Guys don't really like to talk and open up. They want us to know what they're thinking. My husband gets so mad that I don't understand that he's upset about something. Now, here's the kicker. I do know, but I pretend I don't, just so I force him to open up. See, what my husband does is really, really funny, is he starts to kind of go, Like he'll go all day, okay? And I'm like, la, 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 talking. And then I'll actually ask for his opinion on something. I'm like, so, do you think that's good? And he'll go, okay. Okay, you know, like, I'm supposed to be like, oh, okay, that means he's upset about something. Okay, now, I don't have time to stop and listen to what he's upset about, and I already know what he's upset about. Okay, but I don't want him to know that I know that he knows that he's upset that I know that I know and he knows. So I pretend like I don't know. And then I ask him something, do you know about this? And he's like, huh? No. I go, you don't know? No. How come you don't know? I know you know that you know, but you're acting like you don't know to make me think that you know that I don't know that I know that you know. So basically, honestly, I don't know how we stay married. Oh, man, you got to fake a lot. Lot of faking. Next, he's ultra-dependent on you. Apparently, men do not like to admit that you are the substitute for their mommy. And in a fight, we women bring that up a lot. I'm not your mother. Why do I have to do this? I'm not your mother. You're acting like I'm ready to grow up. But that's exactly the relationship that women want with their man. We made our men dependent on us. Remember I told you guys what we do when we first date? Okay? We first start to date, and then we find out that we really, really love our man, okay, or our partner, all right? But right now, just for simplicity, we'll just talk about a heterosexual couple for now, okay? So, you know, I get my husband, like a lot of us do, and we're like, oh my gosh, this can't be happening. He's into me. He loves me. I can't believe it. Okay, and then once you go through that euphoria, you immediately, so we're probably talking 5 seconds later, realize, whoa, I better not lose him. I can't lose him. Now, he starts to get all confident because he's got you as his babe. Okay, now he's feeling secure. He's in a secure relationship. And then we women have to decide immediately, what are we going to do to make sure that this situation doesn't change? Well, one mistake that a lot of women make is they play hard to get. They go, you know what, I'm just going to keep him on his toes. And I'm just going to make him keep trying harder. I think that's a big mistake because everybody fatigues. You only have X amount of cholinesterase and ATP in the body, people. You know, after a while, he's going to be like, you know what, the hell with it? She's too much work. So I never did that. Okay, I never made him work for it. All right? I mean, he wanted to get the cow or get the milk for free. I gave him the whole flipping dairy because I just didn't want, I didn't want him to leave. Okay, I'm like, you know what, whatever you want, you got it. I'll add cookies to that milk. Just stay. However, what I did do, and what a lot of women do, if they're smart enough to not do the first thing, where you just make them keep working for it, is we start to build a case like a lawyer and make them believe that they can't do anything without you, that you were sent from God to be their wife. And so immediately we start doing our homework and we start studying his mother. We're like, okay, so what does his mother do? So we immediately try to get in good with the mother, which ultimately never happens. But, and then the mom likes it because you go up to the mom going, look, you know, I want to cook it the way you do. Tell me how exactly you do things. So I want to make sure, you know, I keep him happy because he loves you. And, you know, okay, but see, then the mother-in-law is going, wait a second, you are not going to replace me. Oh, hell no. Yeah, I'll teach you the recipe, but we're going to be leaving a couple things out, like the salt. You know, so now you're learning, okay, so you're learning half-assed ways to keep your baby happy, your husband happy, because you got mother-in-law sabotaging it, okay, now you got other women feeling the vibe, because he's all confident, and you're like, oh my gosh, so now you step it up, and you step it up, and you're like, oh honey, you know what, oh no way, you know, if I leave, you're a goner, I mean, look at what I've done for you, look at this, look at how I got you that job, look at this, so now you start to dress him. Now you start to give him advice. Now you start to interfere in his life. And by the time my husband was maybe 2 hours into our engagement, I worked fast. He was so proselytized and so brainwashed. I got to tell you, man, it's a gift. It's a gift. If you ladies need me to work on your husbands out there, I will. It's easy. It's a lot of work, but it's there's a formula. Such that even to this day, every time he thinks, and I know he thinks about leaving me every now and then, all right, I just have to drop a couple little hints that there is no way the sun would rise that next day, you know, in theory, because the whole earth would explode. He's like, you know what? I think it's just, you know what? Never mind. It's not, you know, I don't care if you don't shave your legs. And I'm like, mm-hmm, that's right. So, you know, this older dependence is something we women, and I know some women are out there going, no, Dahlia, stop it. You know, you're giving away the secret. Well, yeah. I mean, trust me, guys, figure it out. Next, men are more into cuddling than they let on. This is something where I failed. The reason why I don't call myself a relationship guru is because I thought men didn't want to cuddle because none of my prior boyfriends, you know, would stay past 10 p.m. So here we are. And, okay, so, you know, my husband and I are, you know, married and whatever. And, okay, fine, you know, going to sleep. And he wanted to cuddle. Or we're watching TV, and he wants to cuddle. And I'm like, wait a second, but you're a guy. You know, I thought you wanted to just, you know, cuddle with your, you know, bowl of nachos and whatever. And I'm like, really? And I didn't know how to cuddle. You know, I you know, and guys like cuddling. So women learn how to cuddle. And there's a way they ask for cuddling. It's silly. It's like a little cat or dog, but it's kind of nudge you a little bit. And then you're like, what do you want? You want a hug? What do you want? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account. You need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we
are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we're being told that the Hawaii Healthcare website exchange system is now on life support. Apparently, federal taxpayers dumped more than $205 million into Hawaii's Obamacare insurance exchange, but after a steady downward spiral, the once highly praised Hawaii Health Connector is now on life support. Apparently, the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has already restricted grant funds to the Hawaii Health Connector after telling officials in March it was out of compliance with the Affordable Health Care Act because of fiscal instability and ongoing IT issues. Isn't that crazy that here we are in this day and age with iPhones and smartphones and tablets, and they decide that medical records need to be on, you know, computerized, and we need to buy health insurance on these web systems, etc. Yet everybody I know and their mother has IT issues and computer issues. We are nowhere at a stage where we can, A, protect your personal information from hackers, and B, ensure that the computers will work at any time, no matter what. Yet, here we are, we're having laws demanding that things be on websites and websites be working, etc. State lawmakers are also blocking additional funds, so the system is struggling to stay afloat. The governor's office said it is doing what it can to salvage the situation, including approving $30 million to temporarily transition the local portal to the federal exchange. That costs $30 million? Are you kidding me? Residents could continue to enroll over the next year while problems with the local site are addressed. Okay, can we just stop for a second here? So, it took $205 million to start, and now they have to dump another $30 million into it. What do you think Hawaii could have done with $235 million for their residents? Okay? Everybody could have gotten penicillin for life with that kind of money. $235 million. And instead, that money went to a government-run website exchange system. Are you kidding me? I mean, what a waste. You know, whether you're Republican or Democrat or conservative or liberal, I am hoping to God that all Americans can kind of, you know, coalesce and, you know, come together and say, stop spending millions of dollars on things that fail and don't go directly to people. This is so frustrating to me. And any of you that paid part of that $205 million, if you are royally ticked off, I agree. That was your hard-earned money that basically landed back into some government's pockets. I am just so frustrated. So, I don't know. I mean, I would say if any of you guys are having issues with your website, say to hell with it. Ask for your $200 million back and put up a bunch of free clinics all over the place until the money starts to run out, and see if you have private donors that can help keep them up. But that's what I would do. It kills me to think that people could have died for not having health insurance, and just a fraction of that $205 million could have saved how many people's lives. I'm extremely frustrated. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so in California now, we have a judge ruling against abstinence only. California has a sex ed law on the books that bans school from pushing abstinence alone and teaching about pregnancy and STD prevention. Superior Court Judge Donald Black's decision ruled that the Clovis Unified School District located in an area deemed a quote-unquote hot spot for some of the highest teen pregnancy and STD rates in California, were against state law. Can you believe this? Black also mandated that sex education has to be complete, medically accurate, and free of bias. There's no bias in telling a 12-year-old girl to keep her knees bolted and a 12-year-old boy to keep it zipped. There's no political idealization among that or any sort of, you know, religious interjection. We're just talking common sense. These kids shouldn't be having sex. You tell them not to. I mean, yes, you could teach about STDs. You should. You should teach about what's out there. You should teach about condom use. But I think the main gist of these sex ed courses should be, this is ridiculous. For 2.5 minutes of what some people don't even feel is pleasure, you're going to let your life be ruined? Show them that. Show them videos of people going, you know, I'm sorry, that was the worst 195 seconds of my life. If I could get that 195 seconds back, teach them that. Anyway, all right, so let me see. So they want all kinds of birth control being taught, STD, HIV/AIDS prevention, gender roles, and sexual orientation. They say teens deserve complete, accurate health information. Now, here's the thing. Okay, they're making it sound like that these abstinence-only sex ed programs aren't really a program where they really don't have sex ed and they just say don't sleep around, don't have sex, be abstain, period. My guess is these are still classes teaching a lot of this stuff. Because then otherwise it's not a class. According to the ACLU, they say this is a huge victory for students. The ruling comes after parents, which support the American Academy of Pediatrics, ACLU, and the Gay Straight Alliance, filed a lawsuit in 2012 claiming Clovis students weren't taught about various methods of birth control and were mainly informed about abstinence and hetero lifestyles. You know, the other thing, too, is they are a little bit behind the times. You know, when I was growing up in school, we did not learn about gay sex. We did not. It just wasn't talked about. And so, you know, with the concern that you could have a lot of kids out there very concerned about what they want and who they want, it is nice to open up a dialogue. These sex ed settings could do that where, you know, people feel comfortable about their sexuality. Because Lord knows, I think we have a lot of kids at risk for suicide who are unsure about how they open up about their sexuality. So I agree that we do need to discuss, you know, other sorts of relationships. I do not think we need to put the idea in these kids' head that having sex with boys, girls, heterosexually or homosexually, is at their age okay. I don't think we should be doing that, okay? I think we should be, you know, telling them, look, if you're going to have sex, you need to realize that the next day could be your last day in school. You understand that? Okay, I mean, you know, if you're going to be doing adult stuff and sex is an adult thing, it's not a kid thing, it's an adult thing, then you need to be prepared and make adult decisions. Are you ready to get a job? I mean, maybe what sex ed needs to do is incorporate job interview skills. Because if you knock somebody up, you got to get a job. No, Dr. Dahlia, no, because if somebody gets pregnant, either the government will pay for an abortion or the government will pay to take care of the baby. So they could still stay in school. Oh, well, then I guess that doesn't have to be taught in sex ed. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Gold. world. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.